on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 29th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mari. How you doing, Mari?
I'm good, Taryn. I'm glad to be here. I was like, hey, let's try not a Thursday this week. Surely there'll be a lot to talk about. And the feeds were out for most of the day. But I'm glad we're here because we got some good stuff at night. So
Yes. The feeds were down for most of the day, but we are here to update you on everything that did happen on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 31 in the house. And despite the fact that the feeds were down for most of the day, this might be one of the more exciting live feed updates. There's a lot happening. There's a lot shifting and there's a lot of revving up for the future of the season. So let's get into it. Let's talk it through because there's some fun stuff to get to at the end. So we'll get there. Stay tuned. Watch until the end. That's what all the YouTubers say, right?
Yep. So
let's get right into it. We started the day with Herman and Tanisha. Now, of course, Jess is the HOH. They nominated Herman and Moose. Herman won the veto. Herman plans to take himself off the block. Herman also came up with an elaborate plan to try to get Jess to nominate Kevin and then send Kevin home. He is going to attempt to enact this plan. It doesn't work, which is what we expected. But we didn't actually see the conversation. There was something weird happening at the start of the day where a lot of people were having conversations with Jess, but none of them were on the feeds. There's even later in the day an indication that Marty had a long conversation with Jess. We'll talk about that when we get there. But Jess is just like completely absent from the feeds here in the morning. So even though they're all talking about conversations that they're having with Jess, we're not actually seeing those conversations. But Herman is going to talk to Tanisha and let her know part of his plan moving forward, at least, is that he wants to form something with the strong players in the game. And in his mind, Tanisha is included in that. So he asks Tanisha, hey, how would you feel about working with Jason Gino? I think we should get the strong players to stick together. I think that that's a good group of four. And she says, I'd be open to that. She does ask, who would the target be moving forward, though? Because obviously, you know, we'd want to keep Josh safe. We'd want to keep Betty safe. We'd want to keep Summer safe. And it's like, well, it's not really a four-person alliance anymore. If you've got three people, you're definitely not touching.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, like, T and Herman, because technically they were working with a lot of people. So this is why when Herman said Jess was the only person I knew I was going to go up, because I know people are like, Herman should have cultivated more of a relationship with Jess, but he had relationships all over the house. You can't have relationships all over the house and then without getting blood on your hands, like, stab somebody in the back. So I'm with T here. I'm like, I don't know. I don't like him. So what I got... I don't want to be in alliance with him, but I get it. I mean, it's Big Brother. You got to be in alliance with everybody.
Mm. Yeah. So Herman is going to go to Helena, and this conversation is funny because, you know, Herman is usually pretty good, but he does occasionally screw up a little bit. And this is definitely one of those moments. He tells Helena about his conversation with Jess. And he says, yeah, I told them that I was like 90%. He said 90% to Helena, not 95.
It's going down.
Yeah. It's, he's really getting the numbers in there. 90% sure he wouldn't go after them. And he told them straight up, if Summer or T go up, that's it. I'm done. We're no more. And Helena, who is not Summer or T, goes, oh, but you didn't say the same for me. He's like, Oh, well, I mean, obviously, I just figured you weren't really in the hot seat. So, like, you weren't on the list. So I figured it would be fine to do. She's like, right, right, right.
Herman is very good at what he does, but he's also kind of like two steps ahead. Like, don't say, oh, I have this elaborate plan to get Kevin up and then we can flip the vote on him. Step one is let's just try and focus on getting Kevin up. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, don't tell everybody the second plan, just like the hinky votes. Like, I'm going to do a hinky vote and I'm going to blame so-and-so. It's like, don't tell everybody the plan before it happens. Like, just part one, start with part one.
Herman leaves and Helena's like, is this guy for real?
Like, yeah.
He just do that to me. Like, cause like he tried to back out of it, but he completely exposed himself when he said Summer or T go up. Cause Helena knows that Helena is the person that like T and Summer have been pushing to some degree, her and Kevin. Mm-hmm. And it's like to like, oh, you weren't even considered on the list. It's like, and like, okay, so if T and Summer are on the list, and those are the people that are on the list that you're trying to protect, then Jess will eventually have to go off the list if those are the people you're trying to vouch for, which means who's off the list then? Herman?
Yes.
Mate.
And then if you're also, I mean, I don't think Helena knows this at this point, but like, if you're also trying to get Kevin, who's on the list, up and telling everybody you also want it to flip, then the correct assumption could be, well, whoever goes up, there's going to be a flip. And that's the biggest thing. I wish that, when Summer and T and all of them were, talking to Jess about putting up like a Hal or a Kevin up, I wish they would have pushed it as put up Hal and Kevin, because they're more insulated. They're good for a pawn, because no matter what, we're getting out moves. I don't think they hammered that side of it enough. You know what I'm saying? But even if they did, I don't think they would have trusted them. But still, I think that would have been the correct approach. It's like, no matter what, the three of us, we're the voting block. We're getting rid of Moose. So if you put one of us on the block, that's three votes, you know, you have now, it's whittled down to two and you risk a flip. Like, I really wish they would have came at it logically like that, as opposed to like, you know, Hal or Kevin, they're disposable or whatever, you know, to Jess, who was close to.
Yeah.
So yeah. Whoops. Maybe that's just me. And sorry, I'm getting off track.
No worries. Kevin is going to talk with Tanisha briefly. He's acting upset because he's pretending that he was told he might go up, and he's acting frustrated with Jess because he's acting like Jess has been going back and forth about nominating either him or Tanisha, trying to play up that the pitches are almost working and that he might go up, and that he's upset about it, basically. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the feeds are pretty much down for a while here. There's obviously a veto ceremony that takes place. Now, in the veto ceremony, I don't know for sure, this is exactly what happened, but Herman did practice his veto speech. So we have an idea of what he may have said at the veto ceremony, as he used the veto on himself. He planned to say, thank you for the opportunity to play in the veto. I'm taking myself off the block. Now, Jess, our scorecard is 1-1. But nobody likes a draw. Somebody's going to have to win eventually. And I know you didn't love the way I danced on the block, so I figured you'll probably hate the way I dance off the block. And he does like a little dance. And he's like, P.S. I hate olives.
Wait, okay, I must have, what is that?
The olive branch thing.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't think they'll get that either. that's funny. Like, I hope so. Like, honestly, I'm sick and tired of people's emotions being policed. Like, Jess is not the only one who can express their emotions. Like, it's just not fair. You know, if they're allowed to express their emotions and feel down about being put in a position of power and have to do this, oh my God, woe is me, then Herman, I was going to call him Hermsy, Herman or Moose or Summer or T, they can all be upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not fair to be like, they're being disrespectful to me. I don't want them to dance like that. You know, this is disrespectful to my HOH. It's just like, it's just not fair. We can't dictate who can show emotions and who can't. We can't call Moose explosive for no reason. Like, it's just not fair.
And people express emotions differently. Like some people, when they're upset, like to mask it by doing something goofy, right? Like, right. like you can't say that it's intended to mock you. It could just be that somebody is trying to, you know, be like, okay, this is an awkward and bad position for me to be in. So I'm going to try to make light of it as much as I can. Yeah. Like,
and then, right. And which I think is what the first one was. I think it was just Herman and Moose being kind of goofy. Mm-hmm. But once they found out that Jess didn't like it, they're like, well, let's turn it up to 10. Yeah, and I don't know that.
So Herman took himself off the block. He danced his way off the block. And Tanisha did, in fact, go up as the replacement nominee. And when the feeds came back, for this portion, at least, Tanisha was talking to Gino, and she was talking to Gino about what Herman pitched, that, hey, I'm in to make a four with you and Jace. I think we can do this. I think the strong competitors can come together and we could take the floaters out. And Gino is like, yeah, I mean, that sounds good to me. He's at least giving the appearance of being receptive. We know from what he's going to be talking about later in the day that he's not actually receptive, but he is giving the appearance that he is. And Tanisha does feel like he is on her side now, and that he is a locked in vote for her to stay, or at least that's what she's going to be telling some people later on. So, Gino successfully fronting that he's with her, and that this is a go, but in reality, it's not as of right now.
Exactly. And I mean, I don't know if you want to speculate or whatever about the feed outage at all.
Right. Yeah. That's.
Mm-hmm, it's just it was a dampening on the feeds because we lost so many hours like directly after that veto ceremony that it was really hard to try and pick up the pieces for the rest of the night to try and figure out what happened, because when they came back and rippling through this morning, like a lot had kind of shifted, you know? And so I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if you want to speculate. It's your show, Taryn, but.
No, yeah. I think this is a good call because, basically, Hamza on Twitter has been Hamza from Big Brother Canada, 6. Which is another very fluid season, has been tweeting out some information that has pretty much, I think most of it has turned out to be true, in terms of like things from production. I think it started with like, maybe an HOH result or something. I'm not entirely sure, but he also tweeted out that it would be a double eviction this week before that was announced. And so people are starting to feel like there perhaps is reason to believe that Hamza has some kind of source going on. And Hamza had tweeted out that the feeds were down. He said, this is the tweet from yesterday. A house guest contemplated leaving the game. That's why the feeds were down for so long. You know, reason to believe that this could be accurate. I mean, here's the thing. I very much advise caution when, you know, reading spoilers or inside information on mm-hmm. Twitter, particularly from anonymous sources who tend to make things up and get things wrong all the time. Hamza is a known quantity. He seems to be getting some things right. There's definitely reason to believe that that he could be onto something here. So if that's the case, we could certainly speculate. I think the fact that we weren't seeing Jess on the feeds for a long time could be an indication that it could be them. There was also like a weird thing with Marty the night before where he was upset and Kevin was like, I'm worried about you. Those would probably be the top two in terms of who this could be if it's true. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to speculate too much further on why that might be the case because we really don't know. Yeah. But that may have been the case. Hamza also, by the way, said there is no pre-jury battle back. So you know, that's another thing to pay some mind to here as we move forward.
Interesting. Yeah. The biggest thing that I kind of took away from the blockages was I think we'll get to it, but with some of the summer conversations later on the day, it seemed like Summer and Jess had some sort of disagreement. It seemed like they had a disagreement. And then, of course, and then Marty got brought into it as well from some of the talks from this morning. Not like it didn't seem like a fight or anything, but it just seems like I'm assuming once T went up on the block, they had some questions, rightfully so. I think Summer and Betty and T had some questions for Jess. And Betty and Summer remarked that they were kind of more mad about T going on the block than T was, honestly. Or that's what it felt like. So, yeah, we don't know. We don't know. It was 6 hours, something like that. But it does seem like they were like two cameras were down for whenever it was up. It was just it was very annoying viewing for the majority of the day.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll get more information on this later. Maybe this will just be one of those things that we never really find out. But either way, by the time, and I guess one more thing to bring up while we're on this topic is this Marty thing, where so later in the night, Kevin and Marty talk about some other stuff. We'll talk about that later. But Marty is talking about Jess essentially being like a liability because of all the flip-flopping. And Marty says, if it wasn't for me talking to Jess for 2 hours, it would have been Helena that went up. And this actually checks out with apparently what Jess has been saying, where Jess said this, I think, what happened? I don't have the notes in front of me. I think Summer and Tanisha maybe, or maybe Betty and Summer were talking, and that it seemed as though Jess like really like hardcore blamed Marty for T going up. And they said that that Jess had said that when they told Marty it's going to be Helena, that Marty freaked out and got it back onto T. And so at first I was like, okay, that's Jess doing what they said they were going to do, blaming Marty for the whole situation. But then Marty kind of backs it up in a conversation with Kevin later in the night, which is what I just talked about, which implies that it might have been the case. We don't really know because none of this was on the feeds. Right. I don't know, you know, exactly like what happened or why, or if it's true or if it's some sort of story or whatever, but there's definitely some, you know, something weird happened. I don't know why Jess would have actually put Helena on the block, especially considering the direction, the game that they're going in now. It's very confusing.
But do you think if Helena was on the block, Helena would get voted out? Because I mean, on your opinion, because I feel like Betty and Summer and T were ready to let Moose go anyways, you know what I'm saying?
I think by the end of the week, they probably drop Helena. They were really pushing for Helena to get up there because I think they do find her the most expendable. And I think that, you know, over the course of I think they start to look at it. They go, do we have the numbers to do this? That's the biggest question. Do they have the numbers to do this? Tanisha, Summer, Herman, Betty. They would need Josh. They probably couldn't get Josh to do that, though. So they probably wouldn't have the numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried. Because I think by the end of the week, they're looking at it and they're like, is Helena really better for us than Moose at this point? Not a guarantee, but it wouldn't surprise me if they had tried.
Right. Makes sense.
Yes. So either way, what we're looking at here, what we're actually looking at here is that Moose and Betty are going to have a conversation after the feeds pop back up for a little bit. And they're apologizing to each other. They're really kind of clearing the slate again, like just making sure Moose again, making sure that Betty knows that I did not say that you didn't deserve to be here. That's absolutely not what I intended to say, anything like that. And Betty's apologizing for how she reacted and the things that she said to Moose.
My alliance wasn't blown up. Yours was, wasn't it? I'm not the one that's going on the block for the second time. You are.
Betty feels really bad. Betty feels really bad about it. And Moose says Moose is really sad too. He doesn't want to campaign against Tanisha. He feels like Tanisha deserves to be here. He said the same thing to Herman. Now he is actually going to campaign. Moose is, we'll talk about Moose when you get to the Kevin conversation, but Moose is fully full. I kind of believed him in this moment when he was like, I don't even want to like campaign. Like Tanisha deserves to be here. Like, don't tell anyone I said that, but like, I just feel like that is the case. And Betty was like in near in tears. Like, I feel so bad for this whole situation. And I was like, oh man, Moose has given up, but he's not actually giving up.
No, he's doing a good job of playing the side of the house that's close to Tanisha, in a sense. Like, you know, you can't go to her close allies, closer than you at least, and be like, you know, I'm about to throw dirt on her name. I think this was a good step into getting back in Betty's good books, so that if he does stay, he can build blocks there. Very reminiscent of like Kiefer from last season, when him and LaToya were... LaToya were on the block, and he didn't take it personally that any of his friends were considering voting him out, because he loved LaToya as well. Yeah. So this was great work by the both of them, just like clearing the air. And that's all that needed to be done between them.
Yes. So Betty's going to talk with Josh and Tanisha. She says, it talks about how bad she feels for Moose. Betty is very much on the case of like, I wish Marty were the one being targeted right now. Like, it should be Marty on the block. She was even doing the same thing with Moose. She's like, it should have been Marty up. He was like, I mean, I don't know if that would have been smart for Jess, but I hear you. And so Betty's really against Marty. She's going to talk with Jess, Tanisha, saying, and Tanisha tells Betty, like, I think I've got Gino on my side now. And so they talk about how heading into next week, like, what if we put like Marty and Jace on the block? Wouldn't that upset Gino if you're working with Gino? And Tanisha's like, Herman can keep Gino on our side if we do that. because they're also worried about Helena. They're worried that Helena might flip because of Helena's relationship with Jess. They've been worried about how close Helena is with, or sorry, Jace. Helena's relationship with Jace. And this is what Helena and Jace had talked about the day before, that they were annoyed at Betty questioning how close they were. And, you know, Betty and Tanisha now talking about how close they are, and that word that Helena might flip because of that. And they talk about how Marty is to blame for Tanisha going up, because if it wasn't for Marty, that Helena might be the one to go up. And so, you know, it's lots of this kind of conversation here. They do not yet know that they're in a more precarious position than they realize.
Yeah, exactly. You can only strategize for what you know, and they don't know much, because the information has not been flowing to them, unfortunately, because they have not been able to win power.
Yeah. So Betty's going to talk to Summer. Betty is pitching again, we need to target Marty. She says he's the brains behind everything. Which
clocked.
Honestly, like, it's on, like, this one is understand, like the Tanisha mastermind thing, I think less understandable. I get that she's very good socially and she makes people feel very good and all that. But I can kind of see why Betty and some other people might think that Marty is the brains, because he is the one that is like continually getting his targets on the block. Like, he is the one that got Josh on the block. He seemingly is the one that now got Tanisha on the block. When he didn't want Josh to go, Josh stayed after he got him on the block. And if he wants Tanisha to go, Tanisha might go this week. So like there's reason that, like, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that this is the case. Unfortunately for them, it's not really the case. It just happens to be how things are moving.
But like you said, it makes sense. Like, Marty, the brain is not what they should be calling him. He's the hand. Like, if Kevin is the king, Marty is the hand. Marty is the one who gets things done so that Kevin can stay in the shadows. And not taken away from Kevin's game, because Kevin is getting things done as well, but he does a great job of being able to push people into directions without them knowing that they're being pushed. And I do think that's more of like him directing and having someone like Marty who can wield the sword.
Yeah. And so Summer's kind of like, I'm cool to go after Marty. I'm also still looking at Jess, though. Still pretty upset about this Jess thing. And Betty's like, well, I think they're working together. Summer ultimately agrees Marty is probably more dangerous, but she's definitely looking to target either one. there's going to be a lot of conversations as well, like Summer and Tanisha conversations talking about Jess and the decision that was made and how upset they are about it, and all of that. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things brewing here. But again, it's they're in a position where they don't yet know where the storm is. And that's because I don't want to keep pushing it off here. Helena and Jace are going to talk. And this is after the feeds come back yet again from being down. Mm-hmm. And so we missed portions of this, but we come in on them talking about now that Tanisha's on the block. And we mentioned this as a possibility yesterday on the update. What if we flip the vote on Tanisha? And interestingly, it's Jace that's pushing this more than Helena, which mm-hmm. I said that, you know, the key here is probably Gino and Jace. And Jace is the one pushing this the most to Helena in this conversation. If they do it, they wonder if Josh can be included. It seems like Jess really wants Josh to be included, which is like, okay, so Jess is also in on this already, yep. which we knew they would have been, but then they had switched to Moose, and then mm-hmm. all of this, we haven't seen any of them for all day, so we don't know where their head's at, but apparently exactly. It's already been discussed with Jess, and Jess has already said, I want Josh to be in on it if we do it. They don't think that Josh will be willing to vote Tanisha out, though. But maybe if they approach him last minute, they can get something to work. You know, as long as they have Kevin, they think they'll have the numbers. Helena, though, is like, are we sure we should do this? And Jace is like, yeah, we should definitely do this. Isn't it? It's pretty sweet that, like, it's just up to us now, right? Like, we have the numbers to do this. Jace is like, I'm playing the game all of a sudden. Look at me.
Oh, how lucky. Let's wait till day 29, right? Let's wait, but it's okay.
I've got allies and numbers, and we're going to do something.
Yeah. Yay. Woo. Waking up halfway through. Yay.
Kevin is talking to Gino in the meantime, and they're talking pros and cons about flipping this vote. Kevin says he thinks that Moose is more likely to win a competition, and Gino agrees, but he says that Tanisha's done really well in comps too. I mean, she was right there with him in that tiebreaker for his HOH in the trivia. And he says Tanisha's also a lot more connected socially. And Kevin agrees with that. And he says, well, is this what you want, Gino? And Gino says, yes, I think if we can get everyone on the same page, Tanisha should go home. And Gino's like, Kevin's like, all right, well, I think you should talk to Helena about it because, you know, I think that she would be, you know, the key to making this work. And Kevin says, if we do this, like, I don't need an alliance or anything, but, you know, I know I'm definitely not putting you up moving forward. Gino says, absolute same. Like, I'm not coming for you. Kevin's asking Gino, like, okay, so how do you think Herman will react to this? And Gino says, I think Herman will come to us, actually. If T leaves, I think that Herman will flip to us. And then, you know, I'm going to, like, talk to Josh, and I'm going to see, like, I'm trying to get Josh to choose a side, finally. Kevin says, first, we keep us a secret, right? Mm-hmm. Totally on the down low. Mm-hmm. Second, I really like what Kevin does here because he's obviously trying to prevent Gino from doing exactly what Gino just said, like having Herman flip to him, and he knows that Gino's close to Summer. And so Kevin's like, you know, I've talked about how I love the showmance. I want the showmance to go far. If a Summer Herman showmance is going to happen, like I don't want that to take up all your airtime. I don't want that taking up too much space. I know you're close to Summer, but I think she's good with everyone. I don't know how much you can trust that. Kevin knows that Gino feels like Summer has a crush on him, and that's why, like, he's got a hold on Summer. So, like, trying to play up this notion of, like, hey, Summer could be interested in somebody else, like, and it's Herman, the other person I'm worried about you having a relationship with, I thought was pretty clever here.
I was not a fan. I was not a fan. Don't you dare. How dare you? How dare you, Kevin? Don't do it. Don't do it. If first off, Summer and Herman are just friends, but if they weren't, they would be the superior showmance. I don't care.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care.
I think Kevin, knows that too. Kevin, I think he knows.
Kevin is on my, we know how I feel about Kevin. Me and Daddy feel about Kevin the same. You're right here, mister. You are right here.
Oh no. man, I was trying to find the sound drop. I put it away. I thought I wouldn't need it anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Oh, here, no.
I do hate you.
There it is.
Kevin is lucky. Kevin is so lucky that I like and respect him, because he gets so close to the line for me. So close.
Well, Marty is going to talk with Helena and Jace about this vote flip plan. They're coming together to make it happen. They talk about, so basically, like, to make this work, just to set this up for you, the plan would be that Marty, Jace, Gino, Helena, and Kevin, that's five votes. Yep. They would all vote Tanisha out. And then on, because there's nine votes total, they need five. On the other side, you'd have Herman, Summer, Betty, and Josh, theoretically. And that would be, it would be a 5-4 vote. That's what they're banking on. They obviously are thinking about approaching Josh, maybe trying to pull Josh over. And I've speculated as well. I don't think they have yet, but I think that if Herman found out that the numbers weren't there, I wouldn't be surprised if he also jumped ship. But they're looking at those five. They've talked to Helena. They've talked to Kevin. Josh and Gina, or Jace and Gino are in. And Marty's obviously in. And so these five are coming together. And this is a real bonding experience. I mean, in a house that is as fluid as it is, five votes coming together to make a 5-4 split is like, hey, like, we're really doing this. And so there's a lot of bonding energy in the air as they talk about it. They talk about wanting to run interference on the other side of the house. Like, hey, we'll try to talk block them, throughout the week to try to prevent them from like realizing what's going on. This is like some of the most coordinated and like organized kind of, sides and alliance talk that we've seen in the house since the Savage Seven existed.
Yeah. Well, let's be like very clear here. If they do not include Herman on this vote when he is very willing to be a part of it, I would, like you said, we all imagine he's not going down with the T-ship. He's a very fluid character, player, and he really wants to make that connection with Gino and Jake.
He's not going into that Boston Sea.
So if they leave him out,
I'm sorry.
I know you just had to. If they leave him out, they are drawing the line. And if they leave him out, they are creating the other side that they've been talking about since week two. Like, I really want that to be clear, because people will always keep saying like, oh, like all they're targeting all of the black people because all the black people are working together. They were not working together nearly as closely until they started being grouped together, being pushed together, being left out of votes, being left out of conversations. So this will be the moment. If they don't let Herman in on this and they blindside Herman, then you have, I would imagine, again, you know, we never know, but I would imagine Herman is going to take that some sort of way. He is then going to have to throw his lot in with Moose and the rest of them. And he'll keep everything open because he's Herman.
Yeah.
But like, he's not going to take that well, especially when he's been so open about really wanting to play with people. And if I could point out the two people that I think Herman truly wants to play with, it's Gino and Summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he truly, really likes Gino.
Yeah, I would say Tanisha more than Summer, I think he wants to work with, which is why I think he wants to keep Tanisha around, primarily because I think he's upset about the Summer throwing comps thing. But I think you're right. I think he really wants to work with Gino, and I think he really wants to work with like other strong players in the game. And I do think that even if he is, you know, blindsided here, I think that he'll go to Gino and be like, bro, why didn't you tell me? And then Gino will be like, oh, I didn't know that you'd be down for something like this. And then Herman will be like, of course I am, bro. Like, I'm with you. Come on. And then, you know, who knows?
And Herman, and the only good thing for people like Gino and Marty for that, I think if this happens and he is left out there, I still think he'll be willing to work with them. But I mean, that's falling directly back onto the likes of Jess, Kevin, and even Helena, I would expect from Herman's eyes.
If it works, which is, I think, part of why we're going to hear later that like Kevin loves the idea of this being a split vote. Because
for Kevin, it's great.
He'll have tendrils on either side. So they're talking about that. Kevin's going to talk to Moose in the hot tub. And this really was kind of the day of Kevin as, he's doing a lot of good work in a lot of different places. As soon as he finds out that Moose is the one that's probably going to stay, he makes sure to get right to Moose. And he encourages Moose to campaign to him now. Moose is like, oh, we've got time to campaign. Kevin's like, oh, give me your campaign now. Mm-hmm. Have me be the first person you campaign to. Have me be the person that seems to be like the one that is helping run the show to save you to mm-hmm. some degree. And here's Moose's pitch. Moose says, look, I know I need your vote. I know. I get it. We've all been talking about how there might be a double eviction soon, and they have. In the event that there is one, you can feel safe if I win HOH. I'm not putting you up. In addition, I'm somebody that you won't have to deal with. If you win in a double eviction or you win HOH, like I'm not somebody that you have to worry about targeting because you know I'm not coming for you. You can focus on other targets and I'll help you, take shots at those targets. He says that, he'll even like throw an HOH, the double, which is a little bit.
They all know there's a double, which is.
Yeah, weird. They always seem to know. It's poorly kept secrets. And he says he's going to make a similar pitch to a few other people. And Kevin's like, well, can I ask who are the other people? And mm-hmm. I mean, very astute from Moose here. He says, look, I know what I need here. I know what I need for the votes to say. I need you, Gino, Jace, Marty, and Helena. I need those five votes. Those are the five people I'm going to pitch to. And Kevin says, okay. Like those are the five votes you have already. So that might work. Kevin says, well, who would you put up if you won HOH? And Moose says, well, people that have been saying my name, people that have been targeting me. So Jess, obviously. And Kevin's like, well, who's the other one? He kind of hesitates. It's like, Betty, like Betty. Moose. Kevin encouraged Moose to give him this pitch early. Moose has not prepared the pitch beyond the I won't put you up. He hasn't prepared who he's going to put up. He's like, oh, I got Betty. I did just make up with her, though. So that's probably not true, but who knows? Kevin asks, okay, one of them wins the veto. Who's the replacement? Moose is like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that one yet. And Kevin's like, well, if you're pitching to the five over here, then it's got to be what? Summer, Herman, or who's left at that point? Josh. Moose is like, yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's again, Moose in particular has been burned several times for dropping names. So he doesn't want to drop names because like for Kevin in this conversation, Kevin also is like, oh, I know if I tell Betty something, it gets to Summer and T and stuff like that. But nobody talks about how, you know, when Moose says something to anyone of like Jess or when Kyle or any of them, his names got back to his people too. You know, the people he said the names to. So For Moose, we'll see later with Josh, with a lot of them, Herman called it in the episode last night, called it 3 days ago. I'm not going to tell you the names just so you can run to them and then create and stir up drama. So why do we not expect them to have this type of response? Because it's like, I've been browbeaten twice already, Kevin. I want to give you a name, but it's hard. Like, you know, and it just sucks that they have to play that way because it's backfired on them a few times, especially Moose, especially seeing that. But it does feel like some of them, especially the people on the other side, are very hesitant to say names because it always comes back to them and comes back to bite them and not anybody else.
So Kevin talks to Marty about the flip. Kevin says, I don't know that it's good for me, but I think it's good for us, which is going to be one of his stock lines here. And then they go on to talk about Marty saying, like, if it wasn't for him, it would be Helena on the block. Then things get a little weird. Kevin talks to Jason Gino. He's like, are you guys ready to go to war? You want to go to war? I'm going to war. If we're going to war, I'm bringing the guns, the maces. And then Moose walks in and he's like, the scimitars, like he's going all in. He's just pretending now he's just talking about weapons. And he's like, that's all we do here in this house, competitions, evictions, and farts. And you know what else? You know what else? People underestimate the bow and arrow. And he jumps up on the bed and he's like, you have all these close range weapons, scimitars, maces, clubs, axes. But the bow and arrow has distance. And Herman walks in and Herman is just looking at him like, what is this guy doing? He's like, sometimes war isn't so simple. A small group can outmatch a big group. So sometimes it's what you do before that matters more than what you do during or after.
So Kevin just decided to be Braveheart for like absolutely no reason. Like I love that he can pivot like that. And he's just weird enough to be able to pull it off where people are like, ah, okay. All right. Sure, Kevin. Like that's a great position to be in.
I think he's trying to also kind of like throw in a little bit of a metaphor for his game in this speech. It's pretty silly. And he's also going to act like he's hurt his elbow. I'm not sure exactly from where that happened. But he's like, oh, my elbow hurts. And so he goes down to the pantry with Helena. She's going to help him wrap the injury up. And so she does it and it's done, but she's going to continue to pretend to be doing it, as they talk some game and they finally are able to connect here. She asks Kevin, is this the right move for us? And, to take out Tanisha. And he says, I'm not sure, but I think we should go with it at this point. She says, my thing is that I feel like I'm going to get the blame for this. Mm-hmm. Like Helena is the one that is the most exposed if she flips her vote, because the women are really expecting her to be on board with them. And he says, I don't know, I'm not afraid of Betty and Summer. She's like, well, I'm not afraid of them either. But should we tell them before?
And then on top of this, Helena did have that conversation with Ty in Expedia, yes, like right before this. So Ty, Tanisha does a really, I don't know if it's a good job, but she's appealing to people's emotions and just being like, I want to be here. And she tells Helena she wants a woman of color to win. And then she talks about her daughter. And so she was really, really getting to Helena about that. And I thought it was, I think Helena is a very much a rat floater. And I'm sad that we don't get to see her connection to like the other side, because they never won power. So because they never won power, she wasn't able to connect fully with them. And she's just been kind of throwing them under the bus. But I feel like there is a genuine connection between her and Tanisha. I do on like an emotional level, but it doesn't matter because it's game. But yeah, this is what her and Kevin are talking about.
That's the thing too. Like Tanisha, and that's why they're able to like really paint Tanisha as this big player, because she does make these emotional bonds and people don't want to turn on her. But Kevin and other people are very much able to use the lens of like, it's not a game about emotions and, you know, giving a single mom the money. She is asking, should we tell him before? He says, well, look, Jess is going to pretend like they weren't in on this whole thing. They're going to pretend like, oh, I made a mistake by putting Tanisha up. So what we'll do is we'll just throw them hard under the bus. That will be their out for this. Like Helena will be able to get out from under this because they're going to have to deal with Marty. They're going to have to deal with Gino and Jace blindsiding them. And on top of everything, Jess will be sitting there like, oh, I didn't know. And then they can throw Jess hard under the bus. Jess orchestrated the whole thing. They're going to have so many people to deal with. They're not going to bother dealing with us, hopefully, right? Like that's the goal. And then Josh shows up and Helena's like, okay, so it's just It keeps on clasping. I don't know how to do this. And Josh is like, let me do it. Which is funny because Josh is a doctor and Helena's pretending and everyone's pretending in this situation.
Because they don't know leaves. Josh is a doctor.
Right? Yes, exactly. Helena leaves. And first of all, let me just say that you all should go back and watch this whole exchange from Kevin doing the weapon speech to going down, talking with Helena to this conversation with Josh. It's top notch feeds. And perhaps my favorite moment is that Helena leaves the pantry and the camera is focused on the door. And then you know that Josh and Kevin are sitting on the counter behind the camera. And then it finally pans back and you just see Josh sitting there and Kevin staring at Josh with the biggest shit eating grin. Like,
this was so intense. Like the camera angles. I'm like, is this a movie? Like, why are we like right here? We are like right here. And they have like kind of like both of their faces. At one point they have both of their faces. And then at one point the camera is like, nah, we need to get Josh's reaction. And it's just dead flush on Josh while Josh is just going back and forth between like as Josh is starting to realize the pitch and getting his evil on, but trying to like stifle the evil, but then coming up with the evil. It's so good. Yeah.
All right. So I've got a whole performance to give here between Kevin and Josh. Kevin opens up. He says, look, everyone in the house is on to you, me, and Helena in the sense that we're all doing similar things. If we're going to make something happen, we need to do it soon. So he asks Josh, like, what are you thinking? Josh is like, I'm not sure. Like, I'd obviously want to work with you long term. He's like, what are you thinking this week? And Josh says, well, I kind of feel like, Moose leaving is probably best. Kevin's like, well, how much do you really care? Josh is like, the more I think about it, the more I do see that Tanisha will be very hard to get out later on. She's probably the best social player in the house. Kevin says, what if I were to tell you there's a way that we can take Tanisha out without you getting any heat from Summer and Betty? Would you be in? Josh goes, I'm listening.
Yep.
Kevin's like, again, terrible for my game, but absolute chaos.
Mm-hmm. Chaos
is a ladder. Josh says, well, the thing I'm having trouble with is separating the emotional from the strategic. Kevin says, absolutely. She's a single mother. The money could change her life. Josh says, she's also the best social player in the game. Kevin says, exactly. Are you going to play with your big brain or your big heart, Josh? Josh says, I feel like I've been playing with my big heart. So I think it's time to play with my big brain. Mm-hmm. How would this work, Kevin? Kevin says, well, you, me, Helena actually form something where we're going to say, like, we're going to make a run and we absolutely just screw with the house. And Josh is like, I like these three people. These are the three nicest people in the game. Kevin goes, no, we're not.
Yeah. Which was hilarious because you could see Josh's face like through all of this. I was just staring at Josh. Whenever Kevin was talking, I was staring at Josh's face because you can tell at first Josh was like, okay, what's happening? And then he's like, he's loving it. But again, he's still hesitant because, nothing is really panned out in this house. The moment you make an alliance, it dissipates the next 3 days. Like, you can tell at first he's very hesitant. And I'm like, Josh, seal this, seal it, seal it. But he's listening. And I love that Kevin didn't give up because other players would have just kind of saw the hesitancy and been like, oh, maybe he's not down. But Kevin realizes, like, you can't just throw some wild pitch at somebody, expect them to, like, immediately chomp on it. And Kevin knows the angles and he's talking to Josh and he's getting in there. And I loved every second of this. Keep going.
Yeah, Kevin has a better read on Josh than anyone in the house by a mile. Because he sees the smart devious player in Josh that Josh wants to come out, but that nobody else really sees, and that Josh doesn't really show to anybody else. And so Kevin goes on. He says, so how this work, how this would work is that this week we vote separately. Helena and I vote Tanisha out, but you stay a vote to keep Tanisha. You can't vote Tanisha out. Betty and Summer would never forgive you, right? But Tanisha will still go. Again, absolute chaos. And Josh is like, is Helena really like down to do this? And Kevin's like, I think she will be. And he's like, have you talked to her yet? He's like, I haven't talked to her yet, but I think she'd be on board. And Josh is like, is this evil? Kevin's like, yeah, it's a little evil. And Josh smiles. Mm-hmm. And Kevin says, look, I'm only doing this if you're on board. This is a partnership. Like, I want you to be completely with me. And I want you to, if you say no, we call the whole thing off. Kevin says, you are one of the smartest people in here. I know this. I can't have this conversation with anyone else. The reason I picked Helena is she's also on this level. She's another person that we can talk to. I think we can form a brain trust. And Josh was like, I was just thinking this. Like, literally, I'm not even kidding you. Just earlier today, I was thinking about how you're the only person I can talk to on this level. And Kevin's like, that's awesome. Like, look, I know I can't win. My goal is to cause absolute chaos in this house. People are going to hate me at the end of this game. Are you kidding me? If you go to the end of this game with me and Helena, you automatically win. I mean, you destroy me in a final two. Look at me. And Josh goes, you're beautiful. Like, yeah. I know I'm hot. I get it. He goes, yes. So he says,
I need that to be the name. Sorry.
That would be a good name. He says, the three of us together, you, me, Helena, we can manage the entire house in separate trust clusters. Like, mm-hmm. you could work on Betty and Summer. Helena can work on like Marty and Marty and somebody. He's like, I could work on like Gino and Jace or like whatever. He also talks about like how he's probably gonna end up backdooring Jess at some point and they're gonna absolutely hate him forever. And he said, Josh,
I'm gonna destroy Jess's game at one point, and they're gonna hate me, but it's gonna be awesome. Like something like that. He said, I was like, I love this.
Josh goes, Kevin, you are an absolute genius. Yep. And Kevin's like, look, I can't keep talking about deal breakers on a first date anymore. Yep. I'm here to play and play hard. And hey, it could crash and burn, but it will be fun along the way. And Josh is just like, I love it. They hug and they're like, I love you. Like, let's talk about this some more. He's going to talk to Helena. But they're in. And they're gonna take a shot here.
Yep. And I like this. And I like this because of the trust clusters, them each being, this is what I think a true middle or a floater game should kind of be. Like this is shades of June and Allison, be on one side, the other side. They're just trying to do it with three people. And if they do this right, they could kind of create another path to victory. If this could be go down in the annals of an Onion Alliance and all of that, they were talking about forming an Onion Alliance. I was like, don't do that. Keep it with the clusters. Like, I was like, they're saying they wanted to kind of create an alliance where it would be three of them and then maybe add a few more people maybe down the road, just blow something up in the middle, kind of like the Exterminators. So they're kind of following the Andy Heron starter pack here almost.
Hear me out on this, because I was thinking about this too, and to me there's a striking resemblance. If this is successful, this is to me by far the closest thing we have seen to Danielle and Jason since it happened. Look at it, where it's Kevin and Helena have been secretly working together as a duo since day one. And they have been on separate sides of the house, and nobody has caught on to the fact that they're working together. Helena is playing up like, hey, I'm just a nice, like in this situation, Kevin is the Danielle, Helena is the Jason. And Helena is on like in a sort of bigger group of people. Whereas Kevin is a little bit more outcast at first. But Helena is like seen as just like a nice, nice girl in the house. Everyone talks to her. Everyone feels good about her, but she's secretly like ratting them out the whole time. Like Jason was with Roddy and that whole group. And now Kevin is also pulling in Josh, who is the Lisa in this situation, the person who is like also just kind of like a nice guy, trusted in the group, but has a secret like dark gamer side to him that that Kevin is pulling out, and he's like sort of like taking on this sort of like mentor-ish role with Josh, where he's like, "Let me unleash the darkness inside of you," like eyes open, mouth closed, right? Like, yeah. and he's working that too. And the way that they're trying to operate strategically as well is very reminiscent of what Danielle and Jason did. In fact, Kevin's plan right now to have a 5-4 split is exactly what Danielle and Jason did. I don't remember exactly the week. It might have been the week that Josh was on the block, where they orchestrated an exact house split that would split the house in a way that benefited them. And it's exactly what Kevin is doing right now. It's very striking to me, the resemblance here. And, it's very interesting.
That's a great point. And I think, and they just need to continue with the Danielle Jason of it all. And they need to make sure as much as they can that the power swings back and forth so that they can whittle it down. Because if one side starts to get whittled down too much, it'll expose them. So I love that. That's great. Yeah. Kevin is the Danielle Reyes.
Yeah.
Me and Kevin, this is why I would get him out. This right here. So I don't care if people are mad at me for saying that. This is why I would get this archetype out. But he has exceeded the bounds of his archetype in a way that is just very so amazing to watch. Like I truly believe that.
And it's funny too, because I think I remember saying in the first week, like they had a choice between Kevin and Melina.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I was like, I mean, kind of a weird choice. This is something they may come to regret. And looking at it now, it is absolutely wild that they made the decision to keep Kevin in over Melina. Like absolutely wild. And I was thinking about like, who's the Roddy here? It might be Herman, I guess. And then I guess Marcellus, would be Jess, like the person that, that Kevin is like kind of got, but is not loyal to and is making them make a bunch of mistakes and like, is definitely going to be, very upset with Kevin afterward.
My mind is blown. This would be great. This would be great.
So I thought that was fun. And that's pretty much what we've got from yesterday. Some interesting stuff going down here, obviously. The flip to take out Tanisha is definitely in play. I don't think it's 100% locked in. Helena is definitely still a little bit hesitant to make a play this big. And all of that. But it seems like the momentum is definitely there. We're looking at something that is not super likely to change unless maybe Moose screws up or maybe Helena backs out. With Josh on board, that's definitely big. Josh could always just end up voting the other way if they need his vote. Then again, I do think that Herman would flip if he knew that that the tides were shifting. So. I wouldn't surprise me if the orchestrated like 4-5 vote actually fell through because of Herman or something along those lines. But we'll see. I mean, definitely some interesting stuff. If this Kevin, Josh, Helena group does come together and they start doing what they're attempting to do, it could be very successful for them, especially because with everything that's happening here, again, Jess is going to be a big target. Marty's still a big target. Gino and Jace are still a big showmancy target. Kevin's
not
making sure that
gonna target them,
right? Sorry. Kevin's making sure that that Herman and Summer are still being looked at. So, like from all angles, there are lots of big targets out there. And with Kevin, Helena, and Josh kind of in various people's ears to sort of take the heat off of each other, it could be very successful. And these three, or Kevin and Helena at least, have been working very closely together for a long time. Josh definitely seems to be most attached to Kevin at this point. It's exciting stuff. We'll see how it goes.
Yep. And you pointed out that he's been attached to Kevin for a while yesterday. So this is not out of bounds. And I really hope it works. I think this week, like you said, depending on what happens, I guess it's just, do we get the split vote or do we let Herman in on what's going on?
Or does everything crash and burn? Because I think that is still an option.
You think it could still crash and burn and like Moose goes home or
I think that's still possible. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's Tuesday. We're in this house. You know, it's Moose on the block. Like there are still, I don't think it's like completely guarantee. I think at this point, like I said, the momentum is definitely for Tanisha to leave, but any vote that's a 5-4 definitely has a chance of crashing, right? Like, those are slim margins. So, you know, we'll see.
Gotcha. Yep. I mean, it's exciting. I don't know. I'm excited. I hope this plan works. I want to see what this weird double is. I don't even want to think about it. But this could be the shakeup in the game that we need. But we do need somebody. We need a new power dynamics. We need an HOH that is not on the side of the Marty, a Gino, a Jace, a Jess, or in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see.
We will see. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. Like I said, some exciting stuff happening. I can't wait to see. Here's the thing too, is that like, I think the most comparable season to this season, obviously is season 6 of Big Brother Canada, in terms of Big Brother Canada seasons, at least. I think this has been more fluid than season 6 so far. But, season 6, they completely failed that season in the edit. This season, they have been doing a very good job so far of doing the season justice in the edit. And that makes me very excited to see what they put together with this stuff happening with Kevin. I feel like this could really be like the crowning achievement of Big Brother Canada. If they actually edit the show to match what's happening on the feeds and the feeds continue to deliver in the way that they are, I think there's a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. And can I plug real quick?
Absolutely.
Plug time? Okay, great. Yes. I just want to make sure. So I really want to plug, me and Sarah Carradine will be taking over our Rehabgrams tonight at 5:00, for maybe like 30 minutes to an hour, just to, you know, springboard our new true crime podcast on RHAP, Crime Scene. That's Crime SEEN. So come and join me and Sarah as we just talk about some true crime stuff. We get your questions. We might invite you on. But we're just, I want to plug that because Crime Scene, the third episode just dropped, today. So if you haven't already subscribed, go to robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed to subscribe to the new RHAP Crime Scene podcast, where we are bringing True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP. So yeah,
all right,
the plug really.
Well, make sure you check that out and make sure you come and hang out with us tonight for the Big Brother Canada 10 roundtable. We will update the Stockwatch ratings. Should be an interesting one. And talk about this week. Talk about all of this stuff that's happening here on the feeds. Very excited to talk through that tonight. Make sure you find the survey on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn to fill out the survey yourself. Give your own ratings and opinions on the week. I will tweet that out soon after this podcast ends. And then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. And tomorrow night, an episode, Thursday night, an eviction. I will be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episodes live with you. And then after the episodes on the podcast, recapping what goes down. Check it all out. Check out the Taryn Show with Peridium from this week. It was very fun talking with him. And that's what we've got. Find the Survivor Stockwatch as well. It's all good stuff there. Thank you once again for joining us here this morning. I hope you enjoyed the update. I hope you're excited about what's to come. And I will see you next time.